I like that. Uncle Louie. Uncle Louie. Uncle Louie. Yeah, it's been a slow start, but things have been getting better lately. But our team didn't get off to the start that we wanted, but we're coming along right now. It's been a tough stretch. We've lost some great teammates, some great friends, and we're just finding a way to battle and win, and that's what we have to do right now. It's been tough, but it's the business side of hockey, and you have to be a professional about it. And it's not going to be the first time, it's not going to be the last time that you lose close friends and close teammates. But we just kind of rally around it. I think it's actually brought the team closer together, that we do realize we're in a position to compete for a playoff spot right now. And we've played well lately, and this is going to be a huge road trip for us, and it's really going to dictate the direction that we go down the stretch. Well, I think it's hard not to make it look that way. But I think the way I look at it is, us as players, we could have played a lot better at the beginning of the year. So the onus is on us a little bit. You know, if we win maybe 5 to 7 more games at the beginning of the year, we're not in this mode, and we're not even talking about this, having this conversation right now, and we're probably picking up some players. So you got to look at it from both views. Obviously, it looks like we're selling, we lost some great players, but at the end of the day, you have to trust the management, and you have no control over what happens. So as a player, you just go out there and try to win and play your best every night.
How frustrating or disappointing has this season been, considering, you know, you guys were a game away from the Stanley Cup Finals, and then it seemed like everybody was waiting for you guys to catch fire, and it just hasn't happened yet?
Yeah, it's obviously not the start that we wanted. Like I said before, when you go that far in the playoffs, the expectations get raised, and it certainly was in this room internally. And we may have surprised some teams last year, but I don't think we surprised ourselves, and it was disappointing the way things got off. But we've been through some obstacles, a lot of injuries this year, a lot of bad luck, bad bounces, but that happens to every team. So we have to find a way. I think our last 15 games were 10-3-2, so I'd say we're getting hot right now, and we're getting hot at the right time. So we know these guys are in the same position as us. I think from first to fifth in our division is all within, 7 or 8 points. So we know how important these games are.
And you're red hot right now. How tough has it been to keep scoring goals when the team's not winning? Has it been a harder year for you to find success?
Well, I think you said I'm hot right now, so's the team. So it's been a great feeling, scoring those goals during this stretch where we need wins and helping the team out as much as I can. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, like I said, I think myself personally could have got off to a better start, and the team could have got off to a better start. So we can't dwell on that now. We got 24 games left in the season. That's still a lot of hockey left. So we're not satisfied, and we're certainly not in the position that we want to be right now. But we're well on our way.
Your off-season regime is getting...